Okay, so to continue, we're going to try to wrap up Perek Vav. He talks about chinuch. He talks about giving mussar. So he says an amazing chiddush here in Eitz Vav. Perek Vav Oizayin. Says, "Va'olam yira adam lechich as chaveray al davar she'oisalay times." If you see someone doing something inappropriate, you should give them mussar. You should give them mussar. Okay, why? Ki im yish maloi, because you'll benefit regardless. Mimonafshach. If he listens to you, im yishmaloi, v'yetiv ismaisav, and he improves based on your mussar, oz kol mitzvah shiase, everything he does in the schus of your mussar, heim al yodon, now I get schus in it, because it's because of me. So now I have a tremendous schus, because now I'm part of all of his mitzvahs. So that's great. So I get extra schar. V'yitol schar k'moya oyser ba'atzmah. No, like we always know, there's no schar to go around. It's not like if you get it, he's going to lose. He gets the schar and you get the schar. So amazing. And if you don't listen to, and if he doesn't listen to you, here's the chiddush. So like this, in the Mishlei, he says that if he doesn't listen, you'll still get schar, but you're not going to push up shot. You're not going to get the schar for the mitzvah, but you're going to get the schar for the mitzvah of Tochocha. There's a mitzvah to give Musa. You're going to get schar for that mitzvah because you gave Musa. Since you gave Musa, you're going to get the schar for giving the Musa. But you're not going to get the schar for his mitzvah because he didn't do the mitzvah. However, says the Goyin, that in the Arizal, in Shara Gilgulim, state, if there is a Rasha who you had the opportunity to help and you gave him Musa and he didn't listen, so he continued doing Rishas, then because you wanted to give him Schar and he didn't take it, you now have a Schus to get Schar from him. So it's not my fault you didn't listen. So Memela, any Schar that he has goes to you.
Any
the schar that you have, the schar that he has, that's equivalent. I don't know. In other words, the amount of schar that you could have gotten had he listened to you, and now he didn't listen to you, you get from him regardless. And but then he says a bigger chiddush. I don't know pshat. This is what he says.
So I
say and he also gets the rasha takes some of the rishos away from the tzaddik.
Like the
Lashon Hara
is
that. Yeah.
Sounds very good to give Musar and to give Tochacha.
That's what it sounds like, exactly.
But then everyone hates you.
What?
No. They're mad at you because you're like too rough on them, you know?
That's the next shtickle. Why should they hate you? If the reason why you're giving someone Musar is because you actually like them, you care about them, then they will know that. If you're doing it to put your own agenda, then they'll know that as well, right? So
what is here saying? So that's schar v'onesh. All this is like we worry about the chil Hashem, so we want them to stop. Like it seems that it's very low madriga just to be.
He's not saying that
you should
that.
Do it to have its chal.
Okay, but Lemaisa, he's telling you what the godless of giving tochacha is, that somehow. Not only you get the schar for his mitzvah, but even if he doesn't listen to you, you still did your portion. So it's an incredible chizik to someone, right? I had the opportunity to help someone. I tried to give them mussar. I tried to get them to do the right thing. They didn't listen. So what? I still get my schar. I walk away. I get my schar for giving them mussar. I even get the schar for the mitzvahs that he could have done. The fact that he didn't do it is not my problem. See, for someone in Kiruv, this is very certain. That the pshat is that even if you try to tell someone the right thing, they didn't listen, doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you get your schar for the most. You even get the schar that of all of his mitzvahs, you have the schar for it, even though that's not related directly with what you taught them. And it says here,
you get the schar of his mitzvot.
Yeah.
Actually does?
Yeah, that's what the Arizal says. Arizal says like this, Shem Adam Mechiach LaRasha, VeHaRasha Ein Hashem Me'alan. The Rasha doesn't listen. Who Noitel Kol HaTov ShemaRasha. You get the schar for his good deeds. VeHaRasha Noitel HaHepech Sheyesh LaTzadik. And the Rasha takes the bad deeds of the Tzadik. Again, I don't know Pshat on this, but he said this is the soil of the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga says, Zacha Noitel Chelko VeChelko Chelik Chaver Began Eden. Look, I don't know Pshat, I'm not claiming to know Pshat in the Arizal, but this is what the Goyim brings down. So it's a very big Kiddush. Right. I was trying to look at the Gemara. But regardless, that's what he says. This is a very, very big Kiddush, but it's a big Chizik in giving Musar. Now, how do you give Musar? Because Adam says, if you give Musar, people are going to start hating you. So, there's really two ways to give Musar. Echad shemrichiach bedvarim kashim. You give very strong Musar. Umivazin oisam. And you mivazin the person. You embarrass them. Velkein ain't dvar miskablin. You do it that way, no one's going to listen.
So what does it mean? Because I think there's a two valid
ways. No. Aval hachacham. But if you're wise, you come with soft words and nechometika words, umikarvan la Torah. And you start and you bring them closer to understand what Torah is all about. And that's the mouth of Ari. But that method doesn't really work on someone that doesn't want to listen. That's what he says. Now, Lamaisa, Lamaisa is interesting. He says, this is the Derech of Aaron. This is the Derech of Aaron, according. So there's a Vart from, the Sfasemes, maybe we'll learn it soon. The Sfasemes is Medayik. It tries to explain what was going on in the whole Shackle of Darya that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, I don't want to go. Send Aaron instead. What is this, a game? Moshe Rabbeinu like, No. And also, why is he saying Klal Yisrael is not worthy? Klal Yisrael is not worthy. Mi anoichi, which Rashi says, oh, they don't have a zchus to leave. Well, what's he busy throwing Klal Yisrael under the bus? No? Oh, they're not good enough. Well, what's his agenda over here? So he says more or less, we'll have to see more in depth, but he says more or less that he's trying to bring out a point. He says, I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't play games. And Klal Yisrael is not ready for me yet. Klal Yisrael needs Aaron's mahalach right now. They're on a low level. He wasn't trying to throw them under the bus. He was explaining why, if they're on such a low level, sending me is not good. I'm too tough. You got to send Aaron. You got to send Aaron a Kohen. He needs the softie. He's the one that's going to be able to break through. Right? So that's what the Goyin is saying. There's a mahalach of Aaron a Kohen. And Aaron would be Makar and Latoya, and this is, the softer way. Moshe's way wasn't necessarily so effective in this particular case. So that's what the Goyin is saying. Okay? Now...
And Hashem agreed with him. He sent Aaron with him. They went together, kind of.
Hashem agreed to right, I guess to temper it with Aaron. Right. In a way, I guess you could say that, right. Okay, now.
I was a spokesman.
Mm-hmm. Right, now, by the way, both of the things that we said today, both Ois Vav and Ois Zayin and Ches, are both, it's a machlokes rishonim and how to learn the Pasuk Pshat of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, You should surely give your friend Musar and don't have a chait with him. So what is he referring to? So Rashi says it means that when you give him Musar, don't do an Avera when you're giving him Musar. Meaning you should give him Musar softly. So that's Ois Ches over here that the Goyin is saying. When you give someone Musar, you got to give it softly, you got to give it properly. So Lasisa Lav Chait, right? The Ramban says that the pasuk means is you should make sure to give your friend techacha. Why? Because if you don't, then you're going to get punished for that avera that you could have stopped and you didn't. So, in order to avoid tisa alav chait, in order to avoid getting punished for the chait that he's doing, make sure you give it, which is really what the grain is saying in Zion, that by changing the ways of someone else, you're getting the schar for that. You're getting the schar for that person's, you know, so the Rash, the Ramban is saying a little bit more than the Goyin. The Goyin was saying that you'll get the schar for his mitzvahs if you teach him the right way. The Ramban is adding a chiddush that according to the Pashup Shana and the Pasuk, not only you get schar for changing his ways, if you don't change his ways and you couldn't, you'll get punished for that as well. So that's a heavy...
Double-edged sword here.
Yeah, exactly. Look, either you're in or yeah, you can't shoot, pick and choose. You know, you want to.
You're going to be making enemies all day long. That's
it's
only shut.
It says the pasuk initially says, it says, I don't remember the beginning of the pasuk, but the end of the pasuk says. That if you give techacha to a late, he will hate you. So I guess you hang around a lot of lates. Because you're saying
who else are you going to give techacha to? Kim Gmurim. Think about it. These are the ones. Those are the ones who are going to get it. Who need it?
Right. So I guess you got to know. It's true. You got to know your crowd a little bit. You know. You got to know your crowd. But there's certain ways that you can give it. That's, you know, there's a mahalach that the way you give it is beremes, right? You know, like he's talking.
Somebody smart picks up on the remes.
Someone smart picks up on the remes. Rabbi Shapiro, Ephraim Shapiro from over here, told me that his father was a boy. He was a boy, 17, 18 years old, and he was by the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish didn't hold of wearing a watch on Shabbos in Bnei Brak. I don't know exactly if that's because he never held of wearing a watch. He didn't hold of wearing a watch on Shabbos. He didn't hold of wearing a watch in the air. If there wasn't air, it wasn't. I don't know. But you weren't supposed to wear a watch on Shabbos. So he said he was an American boy and he came and he was wearing a watch on Shabbos. And he was standing with the Chazon Ish and someone else. And his watch was like very clearly noticeable. You know, so the Chazon Ish looked at him and then he looked to the other guy and he told the other guy, he says, can you go into the kitchen and tell me the time it says on the clock? Because I'm not wearing my watch. So he said that was that way he gave him the musa. Right, he didn't have to tell him, you know, go take off your watch. You know what I mean? So the in economy, you know, you got to know how to give over the message. Okay. The Perek Vav. Let's finish the last piece here. V'chein yesh mechiach b'dvar mekashin. There's some people that they give Musar and they tell him, stop, this is horrible and terrible. But you don't give the guy a way out. You don't tell them, so what do I do about what I did? Or how do I actually get out of the hole that I dug myself? If you're wise, you don't just, you don't just tell the guy stop without fixing the core issue. You got to help the person fix the problem. It's not an intelligent way to give mussar to just make the person feel guilty. That's not helpful. What's helpful is to give them hope of how to move forward. I saw an unbelievable verse from Mesh Chachma that he explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu separated the first three cities of the Ari Miklat, and the Mishnah Makkah says that they were not koilet until the three in Avar Yarden were set aside, right? So then, the question is twofold. First of all, why not? Second of all, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu separate them? So the second question is I'm not gonna answer. But why didn't they work? There was three Ari Miklot. Why couldn't they be Koilitz? So says the Meshachachma, because there wasn't a system of Misas Kohen Gadol yet. Because there was only Aaron Kohen, so there was no real Misas Kohen Gadol. So he's, and the Kohen Gadol wasn't gonna die, everyone knew he wasn't gonna die. So he says you can't have a system.
Oh, yes,
what? Aaron Kohen had Avtocha that he's gonna get to. What?
Yes,
that was gonna go into Eretz. So he says, so therefore you can't send someone to the Ermikla to Golis without giving him a hope that he can get out. Because that's not helpful. The point of the Golis is you're there, but you're waiting to get out. So you're gonna do what you can. You're gonna daven, it says in the Mishnah, in Lagos, or you're gonna do something to improve you're gonna work on yourself to be able to get out. But if you're not doing, but just to send the guy to Golis, and it's not helpful for his future, there's no reason to do that. The Torah doesn't believe in that. So that's why it couldn't work until there was a system in place of Misas Kohen Gadol. So that's the Meshachamu. That's what he's saying. So Chacham dik away to give Musar is only with part and parcel of the Musar is also the system and the method of how to get out of the problem. All right? So we finished Perek Vav. And Mr. Shem, we will continue tomorrow. I mean, Sunday.
Sunday.
Much
love.
Thank you. Good job, everyone. Okay. Good job. Good job. Thank you.